Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. I'm Cody and today I'm talking about the game The Walking Dead. Now, this game has won a lot of awards. It got nominated for the VGAs and won Best Game of the Year. And at the time, I hadn't got a chance to play it yet. And I was kind of skeptical. I was like, I've played Telltale games in the past and it's not like I wasn't impressed, it wasn't my type of game. I wasn't much into point-and-click adventure games, and I had Episode 1 and 2 actually on my PS3 already from PlayStation Plus, but I didn't actually take the time to sit down and play it because I was like, it'll probably be like the rest of their games, I won't like it at all. I may like the story, but I'll get really tired of the point-and-click part of it. But on the contrary, when I actually played it, played the whole thing all the way through, because Cannon let me borrow his copy, I played it and I absolutely fell in love with the game. I could not stop playing it. I couldn't put it down. I heard some people on Bombcast, shout out to them, by the way, love their podcast if you have never checked them out. I know most people will be like, this is kind of weird. You're promoting somebody else's podcast on your podcast. But I definitely am. Bombcast is incredible. And so is The Nerdist. Those are the two primary podcasts that I listen to. You'll hear me talk about Nerdist all the time. Huge fan of them, of that channel. But so definitely check out the Bombcast. They got some good stuff on there. They usually have about 3 hour long podcasts that they do. So definitely check them out. But they were talking about it and they said that, you know, it's not a game that you can just sit down and breeze through because it's so depressing, and it is very depressing. It's a game that keeps you on the edge of your seat the entire time. There's a few times where there's some comedic value to the game, which was great. I think that was like in episode 4, I believe. By the way, it's episodic. If you've never played a Telltale game, they do it in that format. And I think that's kind of cool. You know, you play for like an hour and a half for each episode, and by the time you get done, you know, it's a full 8 hours. And it's only like $25 on download or $30 for a physical copy. If you're looking for something with a lot of story, definitely pick this up. But if you can't handle a lot of gore, a lot of language, if you can't, like, you may be a fan of zombie stuff, but this really pushes you all the way to really see if you are really a diehard zombie fanatic. Because I think really only the real diehard zombie people can enjoy this game. Because not to say that these other people that enjoy, you know, their other zombie stuff is not. But it's just, I don't know. It kind of feels that way though, because it's not your usual zombie game. Most people are used to Left 4 Dead. You know, everybody loves, you know, zombie people love Left 4 Dead. You have some that like Dead Rising games, you know. So games like that are very popular with zombie games. But I think this could be just as, if not more popular. Obviously, it's amazing because it won a VGA, you know, Best Of. And I'm probably going to wait around to see if they release a Game of the Year edition of the game on disc format this year. Maybe have some commentary and stuff. And if they release that, then I'll go pick up the game most definitely. But I want to wait and see if they do something like that. But like I said, this is a different game because for one, primarily, and the biggest reason why it's different is because it's a point-and-click adventure game. And that's quite a bit different than what you're used to. Now, if you're not familiar with what a point-and-click adventure game is, let me kind of break it down for you real quick. Essentially, you're not just walking around freely, shooting zombies. You know, you're not like sneaking around, taking out zombies. You know, you're not having to go up against big hordes of zombies at once. You're not just sitting there walking around with just normal, you know, action buttons where you jump and crawl and switch weapons and stuff. You're not having any of that. It's a game in which you essentially you do have a lot of walking around, but you walk around to different characters, see what different command, you know, what different conversations you can have with people. You have a lot of choices of how you go through the game, you know, who you side with, and it's not like a lot of people are like, oh, well, for most people, it doesn't feel like it's really a game, but it's only because we're so used to having, you know, crazy action games or platformers or what have you, racing sports games. We're so used to games that require us to push a lot of buttons, you know, pretty often, you know, RPGs and you know, action games and shooters and what have you. So this is a lot different than what most games are, and that's what I love about it. I love the aspect of a point and adventure, the point and adventure game part of it, excuse me, and that's something I really enjoy about it, because I'm seeing Activision's take at The Walking Dead, the survival game. And whilst that's kind of neat, you know, it's more on the stealthy approach and stuff, and you're having to be quiet and all this other stuff. That's cool, but I don't, with them rushing it so quickly and putting out so quickly, because they're like, oh crap, we got to hurry up and put this out. You know, The Walking Dead show is doing big numbers. The comic book is doing big numbers. The Telltale Games, you know, one game of the year. We need to hurry up and put this out there while people are still interested in The Walking Dead. But I would imagine it's going to be one of those games. It's going to get caught up in the time when a lot of games are coming out, and people are going to kind of just forget about it. Like, I kind of forgot it even was coming out until I heard Bombcast talking about it. I was like, oh yeah, that game's coming out. So that's all, you know, that's one. If you're looking for a game that's like a normal zombie game, then that would be the one for you. If you're not somebody that likes getting a lot of information fed to you, you know, feeding on a lot of information, feeding on a lot of dialogue, you don't like just walking around, sitting around talking to people in the game, then I'm sorry to tell you, this game is not for you. Because you have to have the patience. That is literally the whole game, is sitting around talking to people, saving people from zombies. You know, there is a few shooting scenes, and the shooting scenes that are in the game are extraordinary. They are incredible. I really like them a lot. They are definitely memorable. So don't get turned off and say, oh well, this game definitely doesn't sound for me if it doesn't have any shooting of, you know, any shooting of like multiple zombies in one scene or whatever, because it actually does. It has a few times where it does have that, and they're great. And so but I just love the choice system that the game has. It makes you really depressed in that it makes you make some really hard decisions. Like one of the decisions I think they have in chapter 2, I believe, they actually give you the rations that y'all have for food, and you have 10 people to feed. Like you have 10 characters around you aside from yourself, and you have 4 rations, so you can only give 4 of those 10 people food. And that was so hard. You know, it's, most people are like, come on man, it's just a game, how can you be feeling emotional about that? But you can. You've already built this connection with these characters, and that's what for me signifies that this is such a great game, is everybody I'm kind of connected to. And it's like, man, you know, if anything happens to one of these characters, I'm just like, oh, God, why did that have to happen? I wish I could go back and redo it all over again to stop that person from dying. And sometimes you forgot it wouldn't have mattered what you did. And that's what's so great about it is you have times like that where you can save one person and they'll help you save the other. Or, and on the flip side, you save the other person, you know, you save person number, okay, set it up. You save person number one, he helps you save person two. Okay. Then there's times where you save person number two, in that same scenario, you'll have, if you save person number two, person number one dies. So you'll have some cases where you save one, they help you save the other, and then the other, if you save the other person, you don't get to save the other person. Then there's times where you'll save one person and the other person would save themselves. And so it's kind of either way, you know, or they'll help you save the other person or whichever way it goes. So you have a lot of that. So there's a lot of times where it really feels impactful. You're like, oh God, why did I save this person instead of this person? And then you figure out, oh, well, it didn't matter. But at the main core of the game is at the moment, how you feel at the moment of making that decision. The build-up to making that decision and actually making that decision is what's so impactful. Because there's a lot of stuff that you can't avoid. It will happen regardless. And which I'm fine with. Obviously, they got to have some type of structure to the game. But for the most part, it feels like there's a lot of difference. Like, you'll sit there and save one person, and later on in the game, they'll end up dying. And we're like, I wonder what would have happened if I would have saved the other person instead. But sometimes it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you save sometimes. They just end up leaving or dying or something in the end. Sometimes it's a few chapters later, you know. Sometimes it's not very far afterwards before they actually die. And something I'm going to go ahead and put out there is that I am mad enough to say this. This game actually made me cry, which some of you are probably laughing right now. You're probably like, ah, look at this guy. He's laughing. You know, he's crying over a game. Excuse me. But you won't understand why I'm saying that until you play the game, because it's such an emotional ride for this game. I felt like I was watching like four movies combined into one, like a full straight hours, 8 hours. Because I played for about an hour and a half that Saturday night, and then that next day on Sunday, I played for the rest of the day to get through the game. So I almost played it straight through, and it was kind of hard, but you just have this emotional connection to the characters because they do such a great job. Telltale Games does on, you know, writing. They did such a great job on writing, and wrote some really great characters. The little girl character is the best child character I've ever seen in anything. Period. She is just phenomenal. She's so strong. She's such a bold character. And you're rooting for her, and you're rooting for Lee the entire time, and which is the main character you're playing as. And it's just, there's so many times where, speaking of that, there's so many times where you're like, oh, I'm rooting for this person. And then you get later on, you're like, nah, I think I'm actually on this other person's side. I kind of am on their side. I mean, it really tests you. It really takes a lot of those questions of what would you do in this situation if there was a zombie apocalypse, and throws it in your lap and it's like, here, let's see what you do. And what's cool is actually after every chapter, or no, after every episode, it actually shows the results. It shows the main five or six choices that you had to make, and actually shows you on a little ratings thing and shows what percentile you're in with, you know, whether if you chose to save this person or not, and or rather if you chose to save this person or save this person, you know, one person or the other, if you decided to lie or tell the truth to this person, you know, situations like that. Did you decide to save this person or did you decide to let them die or what have you? And so I thought that was really cool because it gives you percentile of, you know, if you're choosing the same choices as everybody else or not. For the most part, there was a few where I was like in the 22% percentile range that chose one particular person or item. And so that was definitely crazy. But so, and the music for this game is really great. It's very nice and subtle. It's kind of like Lost, and the fact that it's very nice, subtle. There's times where it gets high up there where it's really action oriented music. It's like, oh man, you know something serious is about to go down. But the music works really well in with the game and the writing. You know, there was a little bit of frame rate issues and stuff, but I'm not going to take off points for that because it's just like they're using an outdated engine because they're not a big studio, so they can't afford a big time engine, you know, a big huge engine. I would love to see how they would do with a big engine, you know, big name brand engine. But I cannot wait to see season 2. I mean, after this amazing performance for this game, they're pretty much locked in for a while for making Walking Dead games, which I'm perfectly fine with because once I got done with this one, I was like, holy crap, I want to see some more. I want to see some more of this game. And what they showed at the end, I was like, holy crap, this is awesome. I can't wait to see how this takes out. So I hope I didn't spoil anything for you. I tried not to because this is a game that you don't want anything spoiled for you. So my rating for this game would be a perfect 10. Aside from a few little technical issues, during the cutscenes, kind of lagging a little bit. And I had a little bit of problem lagging the game, like when it started up or if I paused and played. Like I said, once again, I think that's because of the engine they're using, so I don't take off points for that. Everything was pretty much flawless aside from that. Everything was flawless for this game. And that is why it got my Game of the Year for me. I definitely wanted to give that Game of the Year. So thanks for listening to the podcast. Definitely check out the game. If, like I said, if you're into The Walking Dead already, why not go ahead and check this out? It's $25-$30, so it's a relatively cheap game. Let me know on my comments on the comment section what you think about it, and definitely check out our best of. Me and Cannon did a recording last weekend. We did so much recording. We did about 2.5 hours worth of recording. For us, that was a lot because we usually don't do that much. I usually do only about 20 minutes worth of recording on these reviews. I have some where I've gone out of the way and gone like 40 minutes. But we did a Zero Dark 30 podcast on our Entertain Your Ears podcast station. And so we did a 30-minute review for that, because we saw that last weekend, and then we also did our best of 2012. So you see our movies, you'll see our games, you'll hear a little bit about our games, our TV shows, and you'll also hear a little bit about our music. But you can check out our list under when you go into the top menu bar, you'll see Cody's blog, and you'll have a drop down, and you'll have best of 2012 for me, and then the same thing for Cannon's blog. You have best of 2012 for him. Our lists are very similar, by the way, but it's just because we liked a lot of the same things this year. But definitely check those out and give us some feedback about what you think about our site and what you think about our podcast. And so thanks for listening.